Hello, and we're back at the Santa Fe Baking Company. Through the miracle of technology, we have teleported over here. Here with me this morning for Speaking of the Arts is Kate Nelson. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks so much for coming. Before we even dive into all the fabulous things that are going on this week, I want to give away some tickets. So everybody, get your phone in your hand. You're going to be calling, if you're interested, the studio, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, our fabulous engineer. You're going to be calling 428-1382 because we have one pair of tickets to a concert by Citizen Cope at the Lensic Monday at 7:30. It'll be a solo acoustic performance, and $1 of every ticket purchased to this concert goes to purchasing musical instruments for middle schoolers in Lame Deer, Montana. That's a community on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. And it sounds like it's going to be a fabulous concert. A Rolling Stone writer said of Citizen Cope, "Rawness improbably balanced by a mixture of danger and delicacy is what gives Citizen Cope his edge. As a singer, songwriter, and producer, he stands alone, an artist immune to corruption." He's been compared to Bill Withers, Neil Young, John Lee Hooker, Van Morrison, Willie Nelson, Al Green, all good people. So you might want to go to that concert Monday at 7:30 at the Lensic, and if you call Mary Lynn really quick, you might get free tickets.
And that's the first I've heard of this program. It sounds like a great effort to use music to help middle schoolers keep their lives together.
Yeah, the program's called Turnaround Arts, and it's part of President Obama's Committee on the Arts and Humanities program. So it uses arts education to help students succeed. Sounds pretty cool.
I think the only reason I'm halfway normal today is because of junior high and high school choir.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
I can still see my junior high choir teacher in my mind's eye at this very moment. Ms. Smith. Right. What's going on, Kate?
Well, one of the most wonderful things that our state museums are putting on this weekend happens today, and it's Star Wars Navajo style. Up at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, this is a newly dubbed version of the original Star Wars in the Diné language, and this was blessed by George Lucas. It's free to members, but you got to get a reservation. And, of course, I forgot to write down the phone number, but call the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. The showings are at 1 p.m. and at 6 p.m. And while you're there, you can see the brand new Turquoise show, which is just getting raves.
Wonderful. I'm very curious as to what that experience would be like for a Navajo speaker.
Yeah.
But also for us, non-Navajo speakers, to listen to Star Wars, this movie we're so familiar with, in another language.
I'm remembering as a kid, remember when we'd see the Japanese monster movies were dubbed in English on our little black and white TV screens, uh-huh. And the mouths would keep moving.
Right.
I'm sure they've improved the technology since then.
Yeah, and I also am curious, I love listening to Navajo, like when I drive west to go to California, I listen to the Navajo station, mm-hmm. I can't remember the call letters of it, out there on Navajo, and you know, there are a lot of English words that don't translate. There's no direct translation. And so the speaker will speak in Navajo for 10 minutes, and then there'll be one or two words dropped in English, and, you know, I would just crack up. I just love that experience.
One of my favorite experiences of working at the New Mexico History Museum and the Palace of the Governors is walking along the portal and hearing the different languages from the artisans who are working there. And they're beautiful languages.
Yeah, very different from English. So, I wanted to mention before we got too far along that our own Desiree Mays, who does so much at KSFR, is presenting her season overview of her book Opera Unveiled 2014. Desiree does this every year. She reviews and talks about the entire season coming up at the Santa Fe Opera, so you can figure out what you want to go see and have some in-depth understanding about it. She's giving a talk on Wednesday, April 23rd, so that's next week at 5:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church. That's the church at Barcelona in Galisteo. And this is presented by the Santa Fe Opera Guild, so Opera Guild members get to go free, and then non-members pay a small fee at the door. And you get to see her fabulous book. She'll sign your copy when you buy it. And she'll be talking about, of course, the season includes Carmen, Don Pasquale, Fidelio, the Impresario, Le Rossignol, and Dr. Sun Yat-sen. So this should be a pretty cool one, I think.
But none of them in the Diné language.
No, there are no. You know, to my knowledge, there has not been a Navajo opera.
Here's our opportunity.
I'm telling you. And the fact that, I mean, really, if someone from the Santa Fe Opera is listening, I will bet that down the road, pretty soon, there will be.
Wouldn't that be a great way to get Navajo kids interested in opera?
Well, and why not write an opera about, for example, the uranium poisoning?
Lovely.
Or any of those, you know, the Navajo code talkers. That should be an opera. Wouldn't that be?
Ooh, I'm getting the tingle that you and I need to collaborate on
okay.
a writing project. Hey, it is Good Friday today, and there's some wonderful music that you can go hear this evening. Schola Cantorum, one of my favorite Santa Fe groups, will be performing at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. Billy Turney, the director, will give the concert preview at 6:30. Always worth showing up for that and learning a little bit about the pieces they'll be performing. The concert is at 7 o'clock over at Loreto Chapel, and those incredible acoustic Santa Fe Pro Musica Baroque Ensemble will perform at 7:30 today, at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. Catherine Mueller, soprano, and they'll be performing works of Purcell, Pergolesi, Corelli, Bach, Handel. Wonderful opportunity to get yourself centered and appreciate some of the gifts that Santa Fe has to give us.
Nice. Very nice. And I want to tell you about something going on in Taos next week. I seem to have my next week pile out first here. There's a Roots and Wires is going to present Sahara Desert Bluesman Tenarawen, I think it's called, live from Mali on Tuesday, April 22nd at Taos Mesa Brewing. Tenarawen has gained worldwide acclaim playing the hypnotic and trance-inducing rhythms of the nomadic Tuareg people of the Sahara. Now, we know Tuareg because it's a car, right? But it's actually a tribe from the Sahara. And tickets are available in advance at La Bodega Fresca and Que Pasa Music in Taos, or you can go online to Taos Mesa Brewing. And so that's at Tuesday, April 22nd at 7:30.
So we're heading into Earth Day and Earth Week now. So I've got a number of things that we can sprinkle through here. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is a Dale Ball Trail work day. Meet up at the Sierra del Norte Trailhead. That's at Hyde Park Road in Sierra del Norte. Up in Los Alamos, they're having a replant the forest event from the fires of the Los Conchas burn area. That's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Pajarito Canyon Trailhead, West Jemez Road. It's just south of where the ski area turnoff is. All you need to bring is food, water, and be attired to do some hard work.
Maybe some gardening gloves?
Some gardening gloves would be really smart. They're recommending safety glasses, too. I'm not sure where planting trees requires safety glasses.
It's Los Alamos, you know. I mean,
while you're up there, though, you could also drop into the Mesa Public Library, where Charlie Carrillo has an exhibit of his Santos.
Oh, nice.
And that should just be lovely. That will be on display through May 2nd, but if you're going to do a little hard labor in the forest, sweeten it up with a visit to the library.
There you go. And after you've done all that hard work, tomorrow night, April 19th, there's a really cool dance event going on called Transcendence. And it's like trance dance, I take it. This guy named Scott Ishihara puts on a dance ritual that involves music, meditation, visual art, and dance. And the idea is to get connected. Now, get connected to your body, to your creativity, to your joy. So, comfortable clothes. Show up at the Rail Yard Performance Center, 7 to 9 p.m. There is a charge, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And he does, he'll you know, do this meditation and sort of get you going. And then eventually it moves into sort of a full-on dance party, mostly house and techno music.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can go to his website. It's entertranscendence.com and get some more details about that party.
So, I'm imagining they're pretty open to people of all abilities.
Of all abilities, and, you know, wear whatever you want.
Good. Yeah. What a great thing. You know, sometimes I feel a little bit of a shyness and that sort of thing, and once my body starts moving, boy, it feels great.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it's always a little hard to get yourself to something like that.
Oh, people are looking at me.
Right. No, we're all in our own bodies.
Oh, speaking of which, there's a V-Day event coming up on next Tuesday. At the Lensic, The Good Body by Eve Ensler. It's at 7 p.m., Tuesday, April 22nd, a groundbreaking collection of monologues that center on what it means to have a good body. find any woman who can say she has a good body. This uplifting event features a cast of fierce women who will break down the fourth wall and explore raw emotion with the audience. This sounds extraordinary, and Eve Ensler stuff is just so wonderful. Proceeds benefit the New Mexico Women's Foundation. Great organization. That's next Tuesday.
Isn't it? Yeah, the New Mexico Women's Foundation is definitely a great great organization. Next Tuesday also, let me get this straight. Yeah, Tuesday, April 22nd, there is an event at Opsit Books at San Busco Center that involves the author Armistead Maupin.
Oh, now, wonderful.
Okay, tell me, am I saying his last name right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I didn't know if he said it in the French way, Maupin.
I wondered that too, and actually I went online and Googled it and found an audio performance of it.
And you have three jobs, and you made time to Google his name. Good for you.
I'm OCD.
Well, this event is World Book Night, and it's an ambitious campaign to give a half a million free, specially printed paperback books to light readers or non-readers across America all on one day. So some 25,000 volunteer book lovers.
I love it.
Have signed up for this. They're going into 6,000 communities to find people who don't have the means or access to books, and then they're going to give them away. And schools, hospitals, military bases, women's shelters, nursing homes, etc. So for this World Book Night event on April 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at Opsit, Armistead Maupin is going to talk, and everybody who shows up, I guess, that fits into the store, will be given a free World Book Night edition of Shakespeare's sonnets.
What a wonderful thing.
Isn't that great? And he's going to talk about reading and giving. So I think this might be a really heartfelt, interesting talk.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
One of my favorite authors is in town this week on Monday. Juno Diaz will be at the Jean Cocteau Cinema to do a book signing and reading at 7 p.m. There is a ticket required for it. Diaz wrote The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. Mm. And I just finished his new book, This Is How You Lose Her, a collection of short stories. Wonderful introduction to the human comedy, some insight into the Dominican Republic and the people from there. Great opportunity. Juno Diaz, Monday, 7 p.m. at the Jean Cocteau.
Okay, well, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse, Theater Grotesco, one of my favorite theater troupes here in Santa Fe, is doing a performance called Consider This. And I think this might be a really fun way to cram in a whole lot of information about the history of theater without taking a class.
Those of you who slept through Western Civ 101.
Yes. So from Greek tragedy to commedia dell'arte, clown, buffoon, masks, and more, enjoy the irreverence of one of America's most creative theatrical ensembles. While they share the philosophy and the many theatrical styles that make up their fantastically imaginative original plays. And that is even though it's PR, that is the perfect description of Theater Grotesco, fantastically imaginative original plays. Tickets are really, really cheap, and they're student tickets. So that's 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
That sounds like a blast.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Tomorrow over at the Santa Fe Children's Museum, they're having an Earth Day celebration. You can, once again, put on those gardening gloves, help clean up the garden around there. And they're going to have a Play Me Piano project. Mohit Dubey, one of the wonderful students over at the New Mexico School for the Arts, is now an intern at the museum. And he'll have a piano there that you can help paint. And it will then be set up at the Vargas Mall for anyone on Earth to play when they go by there. That's the Earth Day event tomorrow at the Santa Fe Children's Museum, 1 to 4 p.m., and what a great organization to help support with some labor and some creativity.
Thanks, Kate. I should say that for all of you who were calling in on those tickets we were giving away, they've been given away.
No kidding.
So give it up. There, I mean, you know, it's really interesting when we get to spring in Santa Fe, because through the winter, sometimes I feel like nothing is happening, and there's just nothing to do, and now there's this explosion of things to do.
So much to do.
And so hard to decide.
On top of which, it's just going to be a gorgeous weekend.
Yeah,
so the temptation to be out digging in your own yard or taking a hike is really high.
Exactly, yeah. Giant veggie gardener Janine Cabasell is coming over to help me in my garden and tell me what to do.
Good for you.
Yeah,
if you figure out what to do about the bunnies, let me know.
Oh. So tonight, if none of the things we've said so far rings your chimes, tonight Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is doing an encore performance at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzic. I think there are still tickets available. You can call 988-1234 or go to AspenSantaFeBallet.com if you're into that sort of thing.
This is a sort of a neat pairing to the Theater Grotesco performance. On Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m., Santa Fe Poet Laureate John Davis is holding an event called Pushing a Red Wheelbarrow Through the Wasteland. And yeah, if you caught the illusions, you're right. I'm loving what he's doing in the Santa Fe Reporter, trying to decode poetry. Mm-hmm. This is an extension of that, and the description is for the interested but puzzled poetry reader. John Davis leads a high-speed romp through 60 years of American poetry and explains why American poets agree on nothing.
That's great. I had John on the show this week, and we had a lot of fun.
That's terrific.
He's a wonderful poet himself, and he's very gifted at encouraging others.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to open a week and 2 days from now an exhibit at the History Museum on pinhole photography called Poetics of Light, Pinhole Photography. And one of the special events that we'll hold during the extension of the exhibit is a poetry workshop with John Davis. And he's just been a great assistance to us at the museum as well. Cool
yeah,
guy.
He is a cool guy. And I want to mention, you know, it's National Poetry Month, and that's, of course, why we're so nuts with poetry. On Wednesday,
We should be every day.
It
should be National Poetry Day
yeah,
every day.
You know, I read something interesting about why poetry works for us. It's because, you know, why poetry reaches people in a deep way that some forms of writing don't.
Mm.
And it's that it essentially is more of an imagistic, symbolic, right brain sort of, if you will, function, more like painting and music than, say, plays or books or short stories.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I really resonated for me. I think that's true. So anyway, Wednesday night, 6 p.m., the amazing poet Joan Logie reading from Odes and Offerings Revisited. That's at the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery, and that's in our Civic Center downtown on Marcy Street. 6 p.m. Wednesday, Joan Logie.
And I didn't mention, that's John Davis's event is at the Santa Fe Arts Commission's Community Gallery over on West Marcy Street. What day is it? Monday. This coming Monday at 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe, Matt Barber will be speaking on the history of Jemez Province. Matt works for the Department of Cultural Affairs. He's an archaeologist, and he's also one of the rangers out at Jemez Historic Site. Is a font of knowledge about things that lie just beneath the earth here in New Mexico, and what he knows and can suppose about what happened at that Jemez Historic Site is rich and wonderful. That's at the Hotel Santa Fe Monday at 6 p.m.
And I did want to mention to everybody, if you don't know already, that the world's largest Native American cultural event, the Gathering of Nations, starts next week on Thursday, April 24th in Albuquerque. Goes on for 3 days. More than 3,000 traditional Native American singers and dancers, more than 800 artisans. It's a big deal, and it can be a really meaningful event and really cool thing to take kids to.
If you can time it right, be there for one of the grand entries.
Yeah.
When all of them come down those steps in the pit being a pretty marvelous place anyway,
right,
and when everyone's down there on the floor, it's an extraordinary visual experience.
Right. Any last-minute notes?
Summer Camp Fair 2014 at La Tienda in El Dorado tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Figure out what your kids can do this summer.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you so much for being here and making this easy on me. I'm Hollis Walker. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and I've been sitting in for Mary Charlotte. I'll be sitting in for her next week as well.